Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself. We gotta do it together. A life of wealth. We living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, Hump Day. Raven 98 here, along with...
Right, good morning, TNT.
It is Hump Day Wednesday. So, I didn't tell Ray this, but we're going to shorten this call today. Because I know a lot of you are still haven't done your Thanksgiving shopping. You got people coming in, visiting, and everything else. And on top of that, the RV is not happening today. Ray explained it in a minute. But anyway, any updates, Ray?
No, no updates.
Oh, I was going to say, I guess it was shorter than I thought it was. Oh, no. All right, no updates went out. Guys, Texas is not in. They're smart for doing that. The banks are going home at noon today. They were already told yesterday. They'll be released at noon today. Nothing's going to happen. And it's already past noon on the East Coast, so they're already going home. Nothing's tomorrow. They do go back to work on Friday, even though the first opportunity to probably really see something should be Monday. No, it could happen on Friday because the borrowing law that passed, the 15 days is up today. We know Saylor didn't sign it because he's a Kurd. Kurds didn't agree with it. They're back, but it automatically goes into effect today. Should go into law on Saturday. The borrowing law is now complete. Money would be flowing after Saturday, and we could be looking for this. Yeah, we could look for it any time, but I'm just telling you right now, everybody's going home today. The latest bank I know of is going home at 7. The earliest is at noon. Going home. Now, they're going to be on standby. Nothing's going to happen. Washington, D.C., the Treasury is not bringing their people back this evening to watch you get paid. They're not going to ruin their people's Thanksgiving to watch you get paid. It's not going to happen. And believe me, they're going to have to be in the office while all this money is flowing around the world. They're going to be there. So it's not going to happen. Friday morning is our first opportunity for it to happen. And hopefully when everybody gets in on Friday, we'll get another update from there. Other than that, it's ready to go. They keep telling them, speed up the reforms. They got guys in Parliament now saying, bring out the real rate for the dinar. And they're saying, this is not the rate. Bring out the real rate. So everybody's excited, antsy, and everything else. But that's where we are today. All right, Ray.
Okay. BF says, rate for VND and IDR will be after the
RV. I can't hear you. Can anybody else hear him? I can't hear him. What?
All right. One second. I'll try this one instead, see how that works.
That's better.
What up?
You can hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. BF says, do you know the projected rate for VND and IDR after the RV? The information we were given, the VND is supposed to have an initiating rate of 47 cents and then climb in a few months. IDR is supposed to have an initiating rate of 53 cents and climb in a few months. And, of course, the different banks that we've talked to have already talked much higher rates than that they'll be exchanging folks. Did you want to add
anything
to that?
So he asked the question and then answered his own question? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was answering it. I read the question and then gave him the information from the introductory rates to banks are even higher than what's supposed to be introduced.
Oh, okay. I thought you were still reading the question. He answered his own question, but go ahead.
No. Okay. I started answering it right after I read it. All right. Did you want to add anything to the rates?
No. I mean, that's what we got. That's it.
All right. Tommy Gunn says, will there be a call on Friday, November 27th? What did we do last year? We only took off the one day, didn't we, for Thanksgiving, the Thursday? We were back on that Friday?
Yeah.
All right. Sunstar says, is a trust and foundation obligated to have one or two board meetings per year and keep minutes of the meetings? Each entity must have at least one annual meeting, but it can have as many meetings as it desires. And yes, minutes should be kept at every meeting. Okay, number two, when calling the 800 numbers, any new guidelines or steps we should be aware of? I don't know.
No changes that we've been made aware of. None at all.
Okay. Off and on, we keep hearing things about the auctions in Iraq. Could you share your thoughts on the auctions?
Well, the auction is just what they've been telling us. It's the way the bank's been making their profit since people don't keep money in the bank, and that's what they've been trying them to do. They profit off the auctions, and it's also the way that Iran has been smuggling money into the country is through the auctions, the fake businesses, the things that they've set up. So all we can share is, yes, we know it's their avenue of corruption, and yes, we know things aren't likely to change until it stops. When do we expect the auctions to stop? The day they announce their RV.
Okay. Mo Eagle asks, will Yellen picked for the head of the U.S. Treasury change anything?
I don't think she'll change anything as far as this is concerned because it should be done. What we heard was this thing should definitely be done before the end of the year is what we're hearing, and it should be, and most likely next week. So she wouldn't have an opportunity to change anything at all. What's next?
Okay. That takes us to the live callers. First one, 754 area code.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. Thank you for taking my call from lousy-looking South Florida. Very cloudy and nasty today. Before we get started, I want to wish you both a very happy giving and hope you enjoy your turkey day and a day off. My
happy
question.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Thank you.
You what?
It's nice to go and not have to cook. That's the best part of the day.
Okay.
Does the BIS have anything to do with the RV?
Absolutely. But they've done everything they need to do. IMF has done everything they need to do. The World Bank has done everything they needed to do. They all played a role in this over the last 10, 12 years. And all their requirements have been met, and they are ready to go.
Okay. And have any of your bank representatives said anything about the international rate showing on their screens yet, but not obviously not available?
Nope, we gave you all the rates that they've seen and even the most recent ones, so I don't know what's on their screen today. If the international rate is the Treasury rate, yes, they've seen it. That's why they were able to give it to us. Nobody's looking at the 4X rate today, I don't think.
Okay. And my final question is, I've been reading a lot about the white papers and the budget. And that the budget is going to Parliament in the next session, the 2021 budget. Part of the question is, how important is it that it get passed, and when does the next session start? Because that is where the rate is.
Well, Well, it's not important that it gets passed. The revenue sham, the rate is in the budget because their budget is going to be determined by the rate. So they need to know that before they really set the final budget. They said this morning, today, they're going to have the budget in the next 2 weeks, but it's going to take 45 days before they approve the budget. That's January the 15th. They said this morning's article, the budget will not be approved until next year. Those are the articles that came out, but we knew that a month ago, 2 months ago when they were saying it, and they were stalling it, that they were trying to cater to it. That doesn't mean the rate has to wait until next year.
Okay.
RV
those are my three.
Okay.
All right. Those are my three questions for today. Thank you very much. And since Friday is my Mahjong day, I won't be back on until Monday. So have a great weekend. And thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Thank you. You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and this next caller, I tried to figure out a way to move them down to the bottom, but I just couldn't get it. So anyway.
Well, you could have deleted them all together, whoever it is. Okay. Go ahead.
It's your one of your favorites, 281 area code.
I know, y'all. What is going on? How y'all doing, first of all? Then I'll ask my question. How you doing, Tony? How you doing today?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, I don't know what's going on with the king. King, what's going on with you? I thought
hey,
I was
lady.
Your face. That's what people do when they know they've done something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, my question is, Mr. Tony, I did get my answer. You said Texas is not in yet. Now, if the BIS has done everything that they need to do, would that include them contacting all of the CBI banks around the world or the central banks around the world and notifying them of this thing, the rate or whatever it is that they do when they contact these banks? Do you feel that has been done?
I feel that has been done years ago. As many
years
times
ago.
We tried to get this done. They're well aware of the GCR. Well aware
mm-hmm.
of it. Okay? We had 90 countries or 120 countries all changing and adjusting their rates. So they all would have
mm-hmm.
to be aware of what's going on. So, yes, that is done. This is
so
no big
no
piece
need-
of the town.
So I guess I was under the impression that it would be once this get ready to go or closer to that time, then they would contact them 24 to 48 hours or something to that sort. Is that not true or is that not how it goes?
It could
I guess
be
I'm
true.
Trying to say, oh, okay. Well, I
it
guess
it could be true, no different than them notifying all the banks we're getting ready to go or notifying
right.
the Forex market and everybody else we're getting ready to go or notifying
right.
the global traders, hey, we're getting ready to go, mm-hmm. which I'm sure they have, and it still hasn't gone. So that's no big deal. It's part
oh,
of the
okay.
procedure.
Okay. I just thought, well, also in New Orleans, they're saying that that they have done that. And it's normally 24 to 48 hours, you know, I guess, is a requirement to be notified, I guess, before the rate changes. And that's why I asked that question, that they would have notified the bank 24 to 48 hours because they
Listen,
know this is probably getting ready
to happen.
You don't
have to explain that to me because one thing I do know is you didn't come up with it on your own. But anyway, go ahead.
Now look here. What's going on with you? Well, that's all right. That's why I read, so I can find out what's going on.
That's right.
So that made me a little excited because I thought that, okay, if they've done this and it's within the last 24 to 48 hours, then we may be onto something here. Then this may be getting ready to be released. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I asked.
And
the
it
question,
may be,
sir.
It may be getting ready to be released on Friday. They want the banks back
yeah.
there Friday. Look, they didn't want them to go home today. They just said we're going. We don't want it here.
I
but
don't blame
them.
Everybody got
minutes.
Time for that mess sitting up there all day and then nothing happened. No, we ain't doing that.
That's right.
I kept telling you guys, Texas, no. Texas wasn't going to put up with that mess, so they going when they need to go. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said, no.
And evidently they do. I don't know why they're not showing it, I mean, sharing it with the rest of the banking community, though. Because evidently they're not. They keep going in there and going in there and listening to what the Treasury is saying. But
it's just tired of that mess. So, okay.
Everything is ready
questions.
To go, guys. And, I mean, we know that, unfortunately, there's been some decisions that are made in D.C. right at the moment that have been affecting things up until now. And we don't know what's going to happen, you know, the day after Thanksgiving. Either they're going to kick
right.
the door open or scope and say, let's go ahead and do this. But it is, and I'm sure of this, going to be before January the 15th because they're not going to let anybody else do it. They're not.
Mm. Okay. Well, those are all my questions. Can you believe it? I'm finished for the day. I'm fixing to get my holiday on. That's what I'm getting ready to do. So thank you guys for everything. Y'all have a
good day. That mean you get ready to start drinking after this call? Is that what you're saying?
I do not. Well, I can't say I don't drink because, yes, I do. So,
oh,
I have a glass of wine every now and then. Yeah, I do. And a good margarita from time to time. Yes, I sure do. Mm. I just may go get one of those now that you've brought it up. Yeah, I sure will. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a true alkie to me. But okay.
You know what that used to say? Sounds okay. I'm not going to even say that. All right. Y'all have a good day. Bye.
All right. Bye.
404 area code. You're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Appreciate your tenacity, and happy Thanksgiving in advance here, and good luck to 754 with her Mahjong day on Friday. A couple of things here. You know, you've been telling us it's in the hands of the UST, and now you're saying that some of the banks are saying we're just going to leave. So should that be interpreted that the UST rules and regulations are not mandatory, that the banks have it within their flexibility to disregard the UST request? What's the deal?
Well, what it says is that the Treasury doesn't run the banks. They have a contract agreement, and each bank has their own contract of what they will and won't do and the rates they will use and what percentage they're supposed to get paid and everything else. But there's no difference than me and you having an agreement, and you tell me you're going to do something, you're going to do it at 3 o'clock, and you tell me that 10 days in a row, and the 11th day, I say, well, when you do it at 3 o'clock, call me at 3:10. You know, enough is enough. And basically the morale, people are going through everything else, the bank said, we're not going to ruin one more holiday. We're not going to lose one more person because you can't really decide what you're going to do. So they don't have to do what the Treasury says. They're doing what makes it a smooth transition. But right now they're saying you're just a boy who cried wolf as far as we're concerned today.
Mm-hmm. And are they still, as far as they, meaning the bank personnel, both at the call centers and the exchange centers, are they still operating under like a 40 to 45 minute, you need to be here once the call goes out? Or have they, you know, even modified that further and extended that, saying, oh, no, it's more like an hour or 2 hours? Have you gotten any feedback on that lately?
Oh, they're on standby. So, and can be called, and they know that.
They're just not sitting there.
Okay, but the standby is like within an hour's time that they must be back, because that in turn can really kind of impinge on travel plans and the like that the bank people might have, you know, for getting together with family for Thanksgiving. If it takes them, you know, 4 hours to get wherever they're going, and yet they could be on call and expect to be there, you know, within 45 minutes to an hour, and they get that call tomorrow afternoon or evening.
They do have restricted movement, and they do have a time frame.
And is that the same kind of restriction that you have shared with us in the past, or has that been modified,
yep.
And are you in a position to share?
No, we're getting right down to it, huh? They are rated 25-mile radius, 1 hour to get to work. That's what you want
okay.
to hear.
Fine enough, and abide by the speed limits or the police would get them. So, okay, that's enough here. And, again, wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving. We have much to be thankful for, and hopefully by Friday we will have even more to be thankful for. And look forward to the call on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern where you can tell us all of those things. So, again, happy Thanksgiving to one and all. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank
well,
you so much.
One correction.
Yes, sir.
They were informed that if they did receive any speeding tickets, they would automatically be thrown out.
Good. Good for them. Good enough. Appreciate
Alrighty.
It.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Ray. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 610 area code. You are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. And good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Tony, are you okay over there?
Oh, man. I am. Thanks for asking.
All right.
Sounds like you started on Thanksgiving dinner early.
My goodness. All right.
Okay.
Well, Tony, at the top of the call, you said you're going to keep this call short. So I'm going to do my part today and keep my part on the short version. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to the new address, which is $TNTDonate. And when you're typing that in, please remember to capitalize the entire thing, TNTDonate. And your contributions will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it will make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us, and wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, and safe Thanksgiving. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite holiday.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. You enjoy your
You're very welcome.
Also. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right,
sir. We're at the bottom half of this hour, so you said we're going to keep it short. Let's rock and roll.
Okay, that's it?
That's it.
All right. Wait. Well, we're going to skip Walt and Danny. They're not there. Okay.
They weren't next in line, and...
Okay. I didn't know we were going to be this short, but all right. All right, guys. It's okay, though. You got the information.
Everybody knows what's going on. Banks are going home today, so enjoy your holiday. They won't be there tomorrow. They are going to be back in early Friday morning to get things started again, and we'll see what happens from there. Nothing has changed. Everybody's sitting around waiting for the Treasury to say go. Iraq is waiting for that. The U.S. banks are waiting for that. We are waiting for that, for the Treasury to say go. They keep saying they're going to say it, but they haven't said it yet. So that's, until then, we'll just have to wait. But do what I'm going to do, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy tomorrow, your Thanksgiving. Give thanks for all your family and friends that are healthy, soon to be wealthy, and wise is the plan. So, all right, TNT family, enjoy yourself, right?
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, folks. Enjoy the holiday. We'll talk to you on Friday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
trusting him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have it.
You can't.
You gotta give it to Jesus.
Give it to
me. I want it working out.
Yes,
if you believe it's there.
Your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe.
Excited about your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Happy Thanksgiving.